Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, the delegation of India is pleased to see you chair the 21st meeting of state parties of the Anti-Personal Mine Ban Convention and assures you of its support and cooperation. India has been participating in the meetings of the Anti-Personal Mine Ban Convention as an observer. India values the vision of a world free of anti-personal landmines and is committed to their eventual elimination. India's participation in the Convention's meeting of state parties and review conferences is a testament to our continued commitment to this important objective. India believes that the availability of militarily effective alternate technologies that can perform cost-effectively the legitimate defensive role of anti-personnel landmines will considerably facilitate the goal of complete elimination of anti-personnel mines. India is a party to the amended Protocol 2 of the CCW, which takes into account the legitimate defensive requirements of states, especially those with long and difficult borders like India. India has also fulfilled its obligation under amended Protocol 2 on non-production of non-detectable mines as well as rendering all anti-personnel mines detectable. India is observing a moratorium on export and transfer of anti-personnel landmines. India has taken a number of measures to address humanitarian concerns arising from the use of anti-personnel landmines in accordance with the international humanitarian law. Mr. President, India remains committed to increased international cooperation and assistance for mine clearance as well as rehabilitation of mine victims and has been contributing to this end through technical assistance and expertise. India is a leading contributor to UN peacekeeping operations and has extended assistance to international demining and rehabilitation efforts. India has trained mine clearances teams which have undertaken mine clearance tasks in several countries to include Cambodia, Lao PDA, Angola, Benin and Afghanistan. India has also provided support for mine clearances tasks in Sri Lanka. In the last decade, over 800 persons from various countries have undergone training in India in mine clearance and explosive disposal. We remain committed to providing capacity building and assistance to countries upon their request. Delegations from Australia, Bangladesh, Bhutan and Vietnam, among others, have visited our Centre of Excellence during the past several years. We have also undertaken specialist training on counter-IED, bomb disposal and demining operations with numerous partner countries including Australia, Cambodia, Indonesia and Uzbekistan. India's ratification of the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities underscores the importance we attach to victim assistance. India's initiative, India for Humanity, launched through Mahatma Gandhi's 150th birth anniversary celebration, has conducted a number of artificial limb fitment camps globally and has gained recognition worldwide for its efficacy, safety, and effectiveness. We have been cooperating and providing assistance to various countries and stand ready to contribute towards capacity building, victim assessment, and victim rehabilitation upon request from countries in future under the UN mandate. We also stress the importance of development and sharing of technology to protect civilians against the indiscriminate use of mines as well as for mines clearance. I thank you, Mr. President.